Poop and pee, poop and pee, and poop and pee, and poop and pee,
and poop and pee, and poop and pee, and poop and pee, and poop and pee, and poop and pee, and poop and pee, and poop and pee, and poop and pee, poop and pee, poop and pee, poop and pee, poop and pee.
Hello, everybody.
Best show ever.
Absolutely. Welcome to this week's edition of Fantasy Boys. We are amped for the NBA Finals here, people.
Right, but this is going to come out after the game's already played.
That's true.
So let's just
let's
talk about it as if it already happened.
Yeah.
Boy. What a game, man. What a fucking game.
Awesome.
I can't believe that thing that happened. And then the other thing, oh, fucking. And
Kendrick Perkins murdered the entire team.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. Kendrick Perkins looks like the comedy and tragedy masks.
And that part where Kevin Love was doing the interview and goes, I am better looking than Ryan DiPerna. I listen to Fantasy Boys and I disagree with anyone that voted for that.
News on that front.
Yeah.
Last night, somebody told me that they agree that I'm better looking than Kevin Love, and also that somebody made out with him in a club because they thought that he was me. He's like, wow, okay, cool. See, I was right.
At first, I was like, who is this disgusting person talking to you? And then they're like, yeah. No, you're lying to us.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I'll choose to believe the lie.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Is this thing picking up?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You look like Michael Buffer. You should hold it upside down.
Well, I have a fancy microphone today.
Yeah.
This is my birthday microphone from a few years back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to RDP Studios. Are you ready to ramble?
Oh man, so much stuff going on today. This.
Let's talk about Samantha Bee first and foremost.
That just happened today.
Did you see that, Brian?
Didn't she call Ivanka a cunt?
And then apologized for it.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that she called her a cunt today. I heard about her apology today. That was all one day.
It's because last night,
Who the fuck watches that show? Let's be honest.
Right,
like,
Sam D is Drek, but, like, it's mildly inoffensive sort of liberal Drek. You know what I mean? But the thing is,
they have funny segments that I've seen before.
I'm sure.
I've never seen it. I know who she is.
I've never watched it on TV, but I've definitely seen some things have gone viral. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
The problem is, like, that format just doesn't work anymore. It's like they're all The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Right.
But, like, that was 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, like, just continue to fuck that chicken, as it were.
Well, I mean, that's, like, there's, eight shows like that which is
a carbon copy of it.
You got The Daily Show, you have Klepper's show.
Which is a carbon copy of Colbert Report.
Right.
With a less
funny guy. That
Klepper
show blows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. 14 staff writers on there.
Really?
That's what they fucking come up with. Yep.
And then you got the Jim Jefferies show, which I think is the best of them right now.
But yeah. I'm biased because Curtis.
Because Curtis is on it too, and I
love
Jim Jefferies.
Yeah,
he's fine.
And he also gives the freshest takes on
he's
things
because
he's funny and he is clever. And like that's the thing is like these people just keep hitting the same fucking notes again and again, and it's really boring. Whereas Jim Jefferies isn't a he's not afraid to just say something silly or dumb or stupid.
All right. Curtis Cook had a segment, like an on-air segment. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I heard about
it's
it.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
I saw it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He, like, hasn't even been doing stand-up all that long, right? Like 7 years, eight years?
Yeah, about seven years or so.
Because he started, like,
it's easier when you're tall, handsome, black, and really, really funny.
That's true. and have the balls to move out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
That too.
He's got a lot going for him.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, it's the same show over and over again, man. But anyways, back to that. So then she issued her apology. And I don't understand why, A, like, you remember that guy, the president? You know how he got into office?
Yeah.
By not fucking apologizing.
Oh, yeah, the president.
The president.
That doesn't apologize
exactly.
for shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, he did, like, a half-ass apology.
Once
for the
grab
pussy
by the pussy.
Yeah.
And that's it. And he still got it. Like, nobody gives a shit.
And now he's demanding an apology from ABC.
Exactly, yeah. Everybody hates you more if you don't stand by whatever you fucking say.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's no benefit to it. I have no idea why she did it. Cave to the pressure of TV, you know, the heavy hitters of the Turner Broadcasting.
I gotta imagine they're all Trump supporters.
I'd imagine. I imagine every
right, but
business
the only reason Trump supporters want her to apologize is because they're trying to draw. They're doing the it's only fair thing. That's what they do every time something like this happens, because they don't really fucking care that she called Ivanka a cunt. They probably all called Ivanka a cunt too. They just go, oh, well, if Roseanne said this, then you got to hold her to a standard, too.
Roseanne called black people apes.
Yeah.
That's, like, a little bit different than calling somebody a cunt.
Right, especially when you're a woman.
Exactly.
That's, like, black people calling each other that word. Like, it's... I didn't call Ivanka a cunt. It was
her. I think it.
Yeah.
I don't post it on Twitter.
I don't know why people were so mad about Ivanka posting a picture with her kid.
Well, I could see, like, how tone-deaf it was, being that policy that they have separating immigrant kids from their family.
Well, really. She's not an immigrant.
Okay. Her stepmother is.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, by the way, my favorite Trump conspiracy theory of right now is that Ivanka Trump is dead.
No, Melania.
But, yeah, Melania Trump.
Because they haven't seen her since the surgery, right?
Yeah, with Miscavige's wife.
Scientology?
Yeah. No, she's fine. She's fine. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
Another controversy today was the NoFX saying
Fat Mike.
Fat Mike said, hey, it sucks that people got shot here, but at least they were country fans and not punk rock fans. And got pissed. And but I was doing a bit for a while, and I stopped doing it once there was the Ariana Grande thing with the explosion. But
making donuts.
My bit was... that if you just say the Eagles of Death Metal, when they did that shooting.
Oh, yeah, the Baklavan or something.
Right. So when that shooting happened, my bit was that was a very smart move by ISIS, because that wasn't a decisive band, That wasn't a band that people were like, oh, I hate them, oh, I love them. It was a band that people were like, oh, my God, this is bad no matter what. Because if you do it... to some bands, you're going to be like, we all have that band that we heard some of their bands got shot. You'd be like, okay. How many did they get? And then I'd ask everybody what their bands were that they hated, and then give them reasons why that wouldn't work. Yeah. And then mine was Jimmy Buffett, and then Jimmy Buffett ends up defeating ISIS with kindness. So, I mean, I think you can make jokes, and like that's the whole thing. Is like, he made a real shitty, quick joke, and people got pissed off and were like, oh, I'm not going to listen to NoFX anymore. Well, you shouldn't, because you're not 16.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I think you can make a joke about that and make it funny.
Yeah,
but like, I still stopped doing it because of Ariana Grande stuff.
When we were in Vegas the last time, I took a picture in front of the Mandalay Bay doing the finger guns and captured it, killing it in Vegas, and not one person said anything to me. So,
I think we both said something.
Well, yeah. Publicly. Nobody said. I mean, like, people walking by. Like, I was clearly, like, fucking doing it. What happens in Vegas, baby? Especially if you're at a Jason Aldean concert. Nobody remembers that shit anymore. Really?
Jason Aldean.
You know?
Seriously. That was?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I don't even remember. Yeah.
Exactly. Fucking 600 people got shot.
Well, I never knew who the singer was.
Well, I know, but, like, when's the last time you heard some reference to Vegas shooting?
There's been so many other shootings.
I know, yeah. But, like, that's shootings a pretty big one.
And then that Nick dude, Parkland dude, dropped his... Like, they put his videos out today.
I vaguely saw something.
Oh, I watched them, and they were very... He's such a nerd.
Well, he's, like, autistic as fuck, right?
What happened? What were the videos?
The videos of the Parkland shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking about, I'm going to come to the school, and there will be no survivors, and I'm going to kill 20 people that... They'll feel the power of my AR-15. And he's like trying to be like all like angry and demonic, but he's such a dork that it comes across as very goofy.
Yeah.
He went and he actually pulled the trigger.
Yeah, I know.
Who got the last laugh?
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm just saying, like, as you watch it, you go, like, if I saw that before this happened, I'd be like, oh, look at this dork. I would just go and, like, slap me, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. There's a kid I graduated high school.
Go to an open mic. That's where you get it out.
There's a kid I graduated high school with who, like, every now and again posts something, like, really insane and, like, lonery, lone gunman, like, on Facebook. And, like, every time I think, should I say something? But, like, also it's like, wow, what the fuck, man? Like, you can't start ratting on people. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Like, but it's like... Maybe you should go to therapy, buddy.
Like, I just keep my mouth shut for the most part. I'm almost stopped looking at social media.
For I just deleted the Facebook
voyeurism app. And looking at butts. Like that's pretty much all I do.
Butts are good. At this point.
I hate
check
how much
sports stuff on Twitter.
I hate how much
I'm on butts on Instagram and just kind of from a distance look at people's problems from the outside on Facebook. That's, I hardly even post.
I hardly post on Facebook. I'll fuck around on Twitter. And again, it's like pretty light stuff. Like I don't try to like when people get into arguments and like try and change people's minds on Twitter. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like, this isn't like no one's like you're just arguing for the sake of arguing because you're bored and you want attention. Like there's not you're not making any good points here.
Twitter rots my brain, man. It like gives me anxiety just like looking at in real time people's fucking like meltdowns and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
well, like it's funny to see people try and like bait me into stuff. Like I said,
oh, I'm sure it happened.
I'm gonna take an Ambien tonight and live tweet the finals, but I don't say anything racist. And then someone replied like, "That tweet right there was racist." I'm like, I'm not replying to this because I know what you're trying to do.
Oh, I'm sure you get it a lot just by virtue of having a bunch of Twitter followers. Yeah, but
not as much as you think because I don't engage.
Yeah,
like they don't come after me because they know it's a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah.
So like there's like every once in a while like there'll be a few people that will like flare up, but then I don't engage in that stuff or like I'll someone will say something and I'll do like a quote tweet and then make a joke and then my followers will go after them.
Right,
so
right.
But I don't go back and forth yeah, like some people.
No,
do.
It's a losing.
Yeah, it's because then it makes you look like a fucking crazy person too,
like a lot of people we know. The only good thing that's ever happened to me on Twitter was getting Dan Gilbert to respond to me.
That was the best. Yeah, that's the best.
He didn't just respond. He tweeted out.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically about you.
About you.
Yeah.
And that for weeks I had like fucking the Dan Gilbert defenders.
Tweeted. Which is probably just Dan Gilbert. Because that's another thing that happened this week.
Oh, the best.
Burner accounts.
The best. Brian Colangelo, GM of the Philadelphia...
Come be our GM.
Yeah, 76ers. Please come be our GM. But he got caught using 4 burner accounts. Hilariously, one of the tweets was about like defending the size of his collar.
What?
There's like somebody was like, look at that bitch-ass collar. And he like wrote, it's a normal collar. Move on.
It's so funny.
And what was the other one about? That's like his hilarious. Daughter. Yeah. The other one about his daughter was like, fucking weird.
He's like, I want to kiss him on the mouth. He's like, you kiss my daughter on the mouth. And they're like misspelled. Like he's drunk when he's doing this. Like
has to be. Which, by the way, Dan Gilbert has been known to do on record. Well, there's been several reporters that have said like Dan Gilbert will call them drunk late at night to like
really?
Review stories and shit.
Which is amazing.
That's awesome.
And that's I've heard. Do you listen to the Will Birch podcast?
I did. Yeah.
No.
He dropped the dime on. Oh, I don't give a fuck. He already put it out.
Yeah,
on Tony Rizzo. Yeah, on Tony Rizzo for having burner accounts and like engaging with like saying how other people on the radio station suck and shit like that.
Like Fedor, who was on his show at the time, he was like trashing.
Really?
Yeah. Which is par for the course.
Yeah,
that
I believe
fucking
all of it.
Insane person.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But also in that, he was talking about Dan Gilbert doing. I'm sure I had heard before, but I didn't hear this specific story of one of the reasons why
Chauncey Billups
bailed because Dan Gilbert was like drunk and like was in Detroit and couldn't come and meet him.
Really?
Yeah. And then, like they had the show, he was like supposed to be there, but he was just like blackout drunk. Which makes perfect sense to how this fucking team is run.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Always and forever, mega fuck Dan Gilbert. LeBron is the best. I'm so sad that he forced him out twice.
So what I think it does, though, is it sets up LeBron to buy the Cavs from him because he's going to say, yeah, I'm going to buy the Cavs from you, and you're going to give it to me for a fucking song because I know all this shit
Maybe.
About you.
Yeah. I mean, like, that $250 million max contract he can sign this offseason would be a step in the right direction there. But, I don't know. He's gonna leave. Which is fine. Like, it's absolutely fine.
He's still wanting to stay.
I do, too.
I think there's a shot he stays.
I think there's a shot, for sure. They need to do some sort of move. they definitely can't draft that, or whoever they draft, they got to trade and like some sort of thing, because he's not gonna play with a rookie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you imagine if we had Dwayne Wade on this fucking team? Like, how much better shape they would be in? I think.
I don't think so. I think he was trash.
At least he'd be scoring 10 points better than fucking Jordan Clarkson or Rodney Hood, who do literally nothing.
I don't think he'd be scoring 10 points.
I would have loved to have had DeAndre Jordan.
I would have as well. I
think that was the move to make.
That would have been good. Yeah.
That was a Dan Gilbert thing.
And then LeBron wanted him, yeah. And he fucked that up.
That's, did you see the interview that he did with Rachel Nichols today?
Yeah.
And how he said, yeah, about Kyrie. And he's like, please don't trade Kyrie. And they did it anyways. So they asked him about his relationship with Dan Gilbert. And he said, I think we have a fine working relationship, and that's all you can ask for. And I was like, yeah, all right. Good.
Yeah, LeBron, he's a very professional guy.
Absolutely. He knows how to fucking...
The whole time we were playing the Celtics, I was thinking about how different that trade would have gone down if they would have gotten Tatum.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I would rather have Tatum than the pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, let him... Like, they could have kept anybody else. I would have done almost a straight-up trade for Tatum and Kyrie. Yeah.
But to be fair, I mean, nobody knew.
Nobody knew, but man...
Good.
What a fucking... A that kid is awesome.
Yeah, he's going to be the future of the NBA.
Jaylen Brown kind of choked in the finals.
He did.
Yeah.
He was hurt, though.
He really petered out.
Didn't he, like, have a hamstring thing?
I don't think it was anything serious.
Mm. I think he was just... The moment was too big for him.
How tired... what game do you think we see LeBron really starting to...
To
show mileage?
See? These games are so far apart.
They are kind of far apart.
So he's going to get rest.
Their best shot is they need to steal one game on the road, and they don't have Iguodala tonight. Mm-hmm. This is their fucking...
And my
chance.
They don't show up in game one, though. They have not.
And that's the thing is, I'm expecting them to come back to Cleveland 0-2. I would love them to not come back that way, but that's what I expect. But we, as fans, if you're going to these games, you have to be tremendously mean and terrible. And loud.
I think people are going to go. I've been seriously disappointed with Cleveland fans for a couple years now. I think Cleveland fans, something happened with our identity once they won a championship.
I agree.
I think that people are like, okay, the one good thing happened, and then like they're like even more morbid now. Like,
yeah.
Like nothing good is going to happen twice.
Right.
And like
I absolutely
when
agree.
I went to Game 5 versus the Yankees in the playoffs this past year, people like immediately when Corey Kluber gave up that home run. All the energy was deflated immediately.
I went to game.
And then we came back. We tied it. They mm-hmm. scored one run. Deflated immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these Cavs games. You hear the fucking Warriors games. You hear the Houston games.
The
you hear
Boston the crowds.
Toronto and Boston
crowds. Fans were insane. And our fans
we
are not there.
Nothing like that.
No. Honestly, game losing 3-1 in the World Series 2016 really kind of like put a damper on
it. It took some piss out of you. But it doesn't take any... Like, you're there. Like, why aren't you... going nuts. And honestly, I don't know why sports fans aren't more clever with the way that they heckle players. Like, just screaming when someone's shooting a free throw is not going to do anything. Why not make weird noises? Why not, like, just start giggling? Like, how unsettling would that be if 22,000 people just start going...
That would be super unsettling.
That would be so, like... And you
or
can only,
if everybody was silent and just stared, and then a couple of clowns in the crowd specifically.
Yeah, just start giggling. Yeah, just give them that fucking it treatment. Really like, why don't you do stuff like that? Like, you could coordinate that. It would be awesome.
Slaughter chickens right behind the back.
Yeah.
Voodoo ceremony. Yeah.
Or just get those noisemakers, the thunder sticks, and just... just start deep throating them.
We should hire talented prostitutes to sit courtside right behind the basket. Just deep throat.
That'd be amazing. And you would not be able to make a fucking free throw if you just saw that.
Yeah, no.
There's no way.
You should be in charge of these things.
I know. I put it out there.
Event planner, Bill Squire. Mm-hmm. I told this story before, but like one time I was at the queue for like a wrestling thing that I'd do the wrestling thing, an impression or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like I can't remember. Oh, Macho Man or whatever. And everybody, 20,000 people booed me.
What? Yeah. You were on the Jumbotron?
Yeah. No, I was on the floor of the fucking on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like WWE night or whatever. Uh-huh. And like Dan Brown like knew the guy that worked there. I don't know. He used to do comedy or something like that. He's like, hey, you want to go to the Cavs game tonight and get good seats? You just got to do a WWE impression. I'm like, fuck yeah, absolutely. Not preparing to get booed by fucking...
What did you do your impression?
It was... oh, yeah! Like, it wasn't a bad impression. It's just like, people fucking hated it for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I should have done a...
Macho Man.
I need a beer, one beer, two beers.
Holy shit, you should have done that. That's like, you failed. I'm booing you too.
Boo.
I did. That's my highest moment in comedy is Stone Cold Bill Clinton during the election.
Stone Cold Bill Clinton's fucking great.
And then I'm going to kill Vince Foster. Oh, speaking of that, Pizza Money 9, June 29th. You want to do the comedy, the set for that?
June 29th?
Yeah. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Right. That's my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday. How old are you going to be?
30.
30?
Wow. The big 3-0.
Yeah, everybody has to come out to my show on the 30th at Dave & Buster's. I will be headlining.
I will be there, and I will be there.
I think I'm going to be in Baltimore that day.
I'll be there. I care.
30th birthday. All the boyfriends. Ooh. I want you there. Tony B. Greasy, I want you there.
Tony B. Greasy, shout out.
The Fantasy Boys
shirt.
Better be there. June 30th, Dave & Buster's. I don't remember the time.
That made me so happy.
Yeah. Dope. Shout out to the boyfriends. We got
Tony B. Greasy.
Guys making fucking t-shirts. Because we like you guys.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Everybody make t-shirts.
Army of disaffected white males. Assemble.
I just, before this is totally off topic, but I came from...
We're not off topic.
the listeners were the topic at the moment, okay. But now we're saying fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we gave them their props, we move on. They don't
a isolation tank.
Oh, is that how cool? Was
it? I came straight from there to here. It was like this time was amazing.
Uh-huh.
It was this one was perfect. The first time I went was fucking blue.
Really?
First time I went was horrible. So the sensory deprivation tanks, you're supposed, like, just for people who don't know, it's like an astronaut coffin. And you lay in there, and there's like a foot of water with 800 pounds of Epsom salts dissolved into it. So it makes you totally buoyant when you lay down. And then you put earplugs in, and it's totally pitch black. So you can't, like, you're depriving your brain of all this stimulation.
I'm already getting, like, claustrophobic. Do you feel that when you're in there?
You have to take deep breaths. I have, like, very mild claustrophobia. Yeah. So for a second, but then, like,
because I wanted to do this for a long time, but just hearing you describe
if
it right now.
If you're claustrophobic, you're fucked.
Is a little bit scary, but I feel like I could get through it once, like, I settle in.
So, yeah. I mean, maybe. Maybe. But, like, you just got to keep telling yourself, like, the hatch is right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can open it anytime.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I was able to get over it pretty quickly with just thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time, first and foremost, they didn't tell me not to touch my fucking face. They didn't tell me that at all. And all this salt in the water burns the shit out of your eyes.
Oh, really? Oh,
so
really?
I had to get out there. I had to get out of the thing. I had to fucking wash my eyes out. It burned so bad. And then I got in, and I just kept slowly ping-ponging back and forth. I could not keep myself in the middle of this fucking thing, which is a problem that I still sort of had today, but not nearly as much.
Uh-huh.
On top of that, it reeked of feet.
The first time.
Yes, first time it fucking reeked of feet. Now, this was the Optimal Wellness Center in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that even at?
On Clifton, right before 117.
Okay.
So...
By the old prostitute motel.
Yep. Right by it. Yeah. So... On top of that, the water filtration system was very loud. So, like, I could hear shit. I could smell shit. I kept touching shit.
So it wasn't really sensory deprivation?
No, it felt cool to float, but, like, my senses were going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, time ran out, whatever. I go to this new place, Synergy Sports Therapy or something like that, in Berea. Groupons, both times.
Yeah. Is this the one that's over by AMC Movie Theater?
No.
Okay, because there's a one over there, too.
This is, like, out by industrial shit.
Okay.
And this shit's crazy expensive. Like a full hour, right? Full price. is like $80 or something like that. Like a half hour, she was like, it's going to be 40. I'm like, you have any packages? They're like, no. I'm like, well, then I'll be honest with you. I'm never coming back. So I get there this time, and the girl working by the counter, she's very friendly. I liked her, but like I was like, so yeah, so it's clean, right? And she's like, yeah, like, all that salt, it's yeah, everything's decontaminated. I was like, so I can pee in it, right? She gets real serious. She goes, no. No, you can't. I was like, well, then pass. I just started walking towards the door. And then I just went back, okay, I'll sign all your shit, whatever. I go in, this one's like a much bigger one. Mm. And it looks a lot more modern, like it just looks like a pod, like mm-hmm. a big pod. And I took a shower. You're supposed to take a shower beforehand. And I laid in it, and you feel like you just like, all of a sudden, because the water is at body temperature.
So you just feel like you're feel floating.
Totally blown. You just feel like your brain like disconnects from your body.
I really?
Like it. Yeah. And like you have a little bit of a psychedelic experience.
It's fucking weird, man.
And you did a half hour?
I felt so fucking relaxed. And on top of that, you're I did, well, to come here, I cut my hour a little bit short, but I did like 50 minutes. And that time goes by like that.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't fall asleep or anything? You just.
You can. I can't fall asleep on my back. So I did not fall asleep. And.
Did you jerk off in it?
No, I'd be afraid of getting fucking salt water down my pee hole.
Yeah, I'd be afraid about that. Right?
Yeah. But after feeling that shit on my eyes, I want it down my dick hole.
Fair enough. Fair point.
So. I did scratch my balls real quick, and that felt okay. But it's just, I mean, you think really clearly, and you just kind of focus on your breath. That's the only thing you can hear. Like, there is no filtration system, like, going while you're doing it. They have packages where you can have, like, a light on, and you can just kind of, like, take a nap in there. She asked me, she's like, well, how are you going to fall asleep? I was like, I'm not going to fall asleep. Fucking trip balls.
Yeah.
I said the phrase trip balls to this girl at least 5 times. Like, I wanted all the tips, all the tricks. And I did have a bit of trouble, like, ping-ponging back and forth off the walls. Also, first time, did not get high. Second time, got real, real high.
Yeah, that's probably beneficial.
Yeah, that certainly helped as well. But, like, I feel like I have a mild form of Tourette's, actually. I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yeah, like, I have, like, little small twitches that I, like, always do. And I kept, like, I always kind of like have little twitches, like when I'm just sitting there, when I'm laying there, and it still happened a little bit in that thing, but like it got hardly mild, happened.
Yeah,
and your skin absorbs a bunch of magnesium, which most people are very deficient in.
Sounds kind of.
It's I want to do it. Get a Groupon. Yeah, get a Groupon to Synergy Sports Therapy in Berea. It's fucking amazing.
How much was it with the Groupon?
I want to say 30, 32.
Okay, that's way
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You ever hear of micro dosing for like depression?
Mushrooms, yes.
Yeah. Because Mary was saying yesterday that, I don't know what
she posts all of her fucking social media every time she does mushrooms. Mary Santora did some mushrooms.
So she was saying that, like, after she did it, she didn't want to drink anymore and hasn't drank. And I was like, yeah, that's what people, like, that they ayahuasca and shit like that. That's what they give to heroin addicts and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I wonder if that's psychosomatic in a way, you know what I
think I may have to stop drinking.
You told me that. That's
completely.
That's kind of like a.
I think so. I might eventually go back and just do like a couple gluten-free beers.
Scary though. Like,
fucking terrifying. What happened? I had a diabetic episode at the bachelor party in Austin.
Oh.
I didn't eat all that much. I ate less than I even normally do. But then on top of that, was out in the sun and like moving around a lot. We played hours of pool volleyball. It just kind of, you know, doing other shit. And I didn't eat all that much. I went out and I had drank like so much the night before. A fuck ton the night before. All tequila and felt fine. Like I didn't even feel hungover the next day. And then that next day I was like, okay, I'm not going to drink. I'm just going to take care of myself. I'll drink hard for the Cavs game tomorrow night. So we go out for a couple hours, you know, kind of bored and super hot. Like the end of the night, I'm like, fuck it. I'll have like 2 drinks. So they weren't doubles, they weren't anything crazy, just vodka soda. I drink the 2 within like a half hour period. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I just start feeling woozy. And I was like, oh, this can't be happening after 2 fucking drinks. No way. So I like waited it out, and then like it got to the point where I was like, I either have the energy to tell my idiot friends that they need to go get me orange juice and why they need to get me orange juice, or I make a break for the bar, make a scene. Mm-hmm. And these idiots have been shit-faced for a long time. Yeah. So I was like, fuck you guys, I'll do this myself. Get up, I go over to the bar, and I'm like, waving, being a total obnoxious asshole at the bar, going, hey, I have diabetes, I need orange juice, please. And the guy goes, it's not really cold. Give me the fucking orange juice.
It's not really cold.
Yeah.
That was cold. Do you have cold diabetes or warm diabetes?
I guess not everybody understands it. I had tried to explain to my friends like while we're sitting around, and I'm pretty sure they just thought I was being obnoxious and reminding everybody I had diabetes. While I was like trying to be like, hey, like I might go under. This is how you help me, and nobody paid attention.
Yeah.
It's like that Simpsons episode where Smithers gets stung by the bee.
He's like, I don't know how to pedal the bike. Get that lollygagging doodad up on the...
Get me to a hospital.
It was fucking crazy. I almost went out.
So you made it, though?
Yeah, my biggest fear is like somebody calling an ambulance and me having to ride an ambulance and pay for it. Yeah.
When our friend had that seizure at Polk's house or whatever, like somebody called an ambulance and then like we had to get his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, cancel it because like you know what happened. You know, it's a $5,000 ambulance. Which you got into an argument.
Yeah, I got an argument with John Bruton's girlfriend and other comedians like were on her side.
Which is stupid. Which was
$1,000 for an ambulance is insane. You didn't give me $1,000 worth of shit.
Yeah. And like, well, you see the cost of the offset or cost. I was like, yeah, but the whole premise is it's absolutely ridiculous that this costs that much.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't.
I get that you're trying to, you know, ward off just nonsense calls where you don't need an ambulance, so you make it a little more expensive. Like, I get that too.
Right.
But, like, fuck you. If I need an ambulance, bring me the goddamn ambulance. Don't turn me in debt for a year.
Yeah, the whole conversation, the whole point of the conversation that everybody was missing is that, like, maybe we should just have free healthcare.
Yeah.
Like, not charge, make it, like, a for-profit industry.
It happens in every part of the world
except for this one. Because we live in a hellhole.
Yeah, several comics were on
her side. Yeah, no, I know. I was, like, fucking dumb.
You are all poor. Yeah. How are you anti this?
They're dumb.
Yeah, comics are dumb. You're either really smart or really dumb as a comic.
And people also don't see the big picture. They just go, I don't want to pay for it. Like, that's the thing. Like, we pay for a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's what, like, once you make it a system where it's not for profit, you won't even notice.
Again,
you won't even fucking notice.
And we've said this many times on the podcast before, but the government already subsidizes private companies. They're already paying that to insurance companies to cover people.
So, and they're just making fuck tons of money.
So why don't you cut out the middleman and just pay for the fucking healthcare? Fucking retarded.
Really, retarded still? No?
Yes.
No. Just apologize.
I'd like to sincerely apologize for saying the word retarded. It was retarded of me. Anyways, we're going to make this a quick one today because it's hot as fuck in here and the Cavs are going to start soon. And, you know, we love you, boyfriends, but we also like to watch the Cavs.
In comfort.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And not my very, very hot apartment. Because it's summertime now, and global warming exists, and we go from winter to summer.
We have to start doing these on the porch.
We should go somewhere other than patio to watch the game. I'm just saying.
I already told all those fucking guys to meet us there.
I'm going to Grandma's.
Are you?
Yeah. With my kids.
Okay.
All right.
I just want to be somewhere where I can sit down comfortably, not like on a stool.
Should put East End. That's the best.
That's where I was thinking, actually.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. All right, bye. Are you just